I'm an addict. I'm an addict. I'm an addict. I got 23 years clean, and I don't got this. I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope on the 12 traditions, which are the foundation of all the traditions. But I ain't come up here looking this good. It took work. I was loitering for 6 months about thinking of more time. My lungs collapsed, and I was in a coma. And when I was brought to, the doctor was yelling at me, and I thought it was God. He kept saying, Esteban. Esteban. And I said, God talks funny. And then when I said to myself, I'm alive. And then he woke up and said, do you know what day it is? I said, it's Saturday. I messed up. No, no. We found you last Saturday. You know, anybody after 3 days on welfare, we turn the machine off. And then when he walked away, I didn't hear no more. And I heard God say, do you hear me now? I'm talking about that was my bottom. And when I went downstairs and got back to treatment, all my counselor said is, I'm not going to recycle you. He gave me the basic text and said, make a meeting, stand there, and any distractions, keep them away. So anything that was fine like that, that, I said, can't afford it, can't afford it, can't afford it. I can't afford it. Because I wanted to stay clean. And I heard the steps, and the word step is the solution to every problem, serene. It works, it works, it works. But when I got to these traditions, there was one word that in every meeting, everybody was walking over. Indispensable. Indispensable. My God says the first three steps are indispensable. Get honest that you suffer from a disease that's progressive, incurable, and fatal. Open-minded means when I know that you're lying, I'll let you keep talking anyway. That takes practice. The willingness to do what you gotta do even though you don't like it. So when you see people getting up, they either not getting with the steps or like, I can't hear it, I can't take it. And that's okay. Because my job is to touch one. One. The same way I was touched. Because every time I was touched, I went right to this. The basic text. Everything. Everything else is a baby. It's a birth. But when the storm came, what did it say here? I'm talking about a God that says our common welfare comes first. Our common welfare means I ain't gonna like you, but I need you. When two addicts can't stand one another to bring somebody they don't know. Here's somebody they don't like. Carry the message of my God, non-negotiable. I ain't gotta like you, but I need you. So look around at you, somebody can't stand. And that'll be who God sends to save that ass. I'm talking about the person that threw coffee in your face, and here, he's the one that comes back and says, I understand you need gas money. You need some. You know what I'm about to do? I said, you need some gas money. You were going through something. Here, go home. And then the next one talks about for a group purpose. There's only but one ultimate authority. You're nothing but a trusted servant. So when somebody keeps talking about, hi, I'm Bobby, sit here, Bobby. And I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. Well, let's see what Bobby thinks. But God runs the show. A trusted servant. He's trusting you to do His will. And sometimes it don't feel good doing God's will. Don't sit there and tell me that you listen to your mother. How many people are you using? Well, you're going to die. Look at you. I got my fire on. I got my fire on. I'm talking about a God that says, do you hear me now? Newcomer. When God talk about each group is autonomous, affecting people as a whole. In other words, do what you gotta do and stop people pleasing. You know, you get people like that. You're either gonna stand for some or you ain't. And the fifth tradition says it real clear. The message is carried to the message. Each group must carry the message to the attic who still suffers. Because sometimes I don't like hearing some of you people, but then it hurts when you're right. And after a while, you forget that as you're getting closer to God, the disease is right there.
Why is he making me the sharing of it? I ain't saying nothing when you robbed the money. I ain't saying nothing when you stole them sneakers. I'm thirsty.
And here you doing God's will, and you're realizing that people, because after you come to the newcomer, no, it took work. I just told you, I was on welfare. I had to learn the power of layaway. Does it look on? The power of layaway. I'm talking about all images got to be destroyed. I'm not going through all that. I ain't got this. Wherever I share about it, I don't got this. This way, if I make a mistake, I tell you, I don't got this. I'm trying. Somebody. And then you're sitting there talking about, oh, it's okay. The sixth step tells us, and they never endorse. In other words, when you endorse something, you're opening to be paid. Oh, I like him. Oh, you do? And then because he paid your rent 2 months, took care of 3 of your daughters, all of a sudden he's the greatest person in the world. And now you're forgetting. And here comes the demon.
Listen, I told you. Was it good? Did you keep a leaving on the ceiling? Did she scream? Oh, you did your job.
It's nothing personal. Because what I was looking at, when these two speakers, they was given knowledge, maybe they're not as vocal, whatever, I'm talking about me. This is how I talk, good, bad, and different, because the theme of all these traditions is non-negotiable. I wonder how many of y'all would ask, if God's the first, they're not for you, non-negotiable, what would you tell God? He says in the fifth step, he says, you believe that bullshit you just told me, man. I was there when you robbed your mother. I was there when you molested that kid. I was there when you threw that girl down the stairs. I was there when you stabbed your brother in the back. I was there. I was there when you gave him the virus. I was there. So what are you telling me? How do you lie to somebody that was there? That's what I'm trying to say. Non-negotiable. They're not boring. You're boring. Every group ought to be fully self-supporting. That takes practice. That's why we pass the basket. And believe me, I've seen some of the greatest Houdinis in my life in Henrico. I'm talking about they ain't got nothing. I saw $40. That was a group of money. Let me tell you. It was awful. I just saw $50. It was awful. Please, let me tell you. I'm talking about. And then all we can do, and it's supposed to do, is just give somebody else the job. It, you know, it's not your job to beat him down because he just robbed the group. Your job is to say, Central Booking doesn't close. Central Booking doesn't close. Jim, we got a new person of finance now. We appreciate your help here. So have a cup of coffee, sit the fuck down, and you never touch that basket again. That's how you let them down. Because when they want to perform whatever note, why are you getting all upset? Why, you're not working? Outside issue. No. To ever remain non-professional. In other words, you know, it's sad. Because I do H&I. H&I is hospitals, institutions. But for me, it's help immediately. I go in there and grab this. Batman, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're alive. The newcomer. It's always the new. No, the newcomer. Right, right. I said I'm glad you love. I'm not here. I'm just here to give a message. That's it. You know, because once you hear that, you drop it, that's it. Because every time I go to do H&I, they treat us like we Gestapo. It is in the house. Damn. What's all that? We really don't like you. No, because you ever see those commercials? You know why those commercials are misleading? Because the doctor says, hey, what happens if you call us? Make sure your insurance is there and get here like that. Now, here's when treatment is over. Well, I did it. What I do now? Hey, you got to get the hell out of here. But what I do now? I said you have to get the hell out of here. Please don't have us call the police. Please! Really? That's why when you come to Narcotics Anonymous, you coming here to on a daily to God's classroom to reveal your spirit, to energize and practice what you do. When you're sitting there talking about, you know, a professional, when you're a sponsor and your sponsor calls you, and instead of you saying, yo man, say what you gotta say, but this is how you call him. It's me, Bobby. Hi, it's me, your sponsor. PhD, BBA, CADA, DDD, AA, and a PhD. And here's the next thing. Fuck you. I'm not here about your degrees and your things. I need to know, are you going to help me? What can you do to bring me back? I'm an animal. I want to hear about your accomplishments. I got a God that says I can't keep unless you give it away. What are you giving me? Like, well, whatever I say, I don't got this. I went through a lot going through here. And to the newcomer, let me tell you something, man. 4 months ago, when my program was phased out, they chopped my pension in half. And if I ever want to feel the threat of killing somebody, I'm talking about picture somebody shooting your child in front of me. What would you do? Also, when they chopped my pension in half, that knife was, I was going to stick it through her neck. And you know what she said to me? Mr. Cruz, and the lawyer came. That's how fast God thinks. Mr. Cruz. We broke your shit in half. You still got your money. We'll work with you when you get a job. This is your money. But when I left, I still had that pain. I was cut off. I was laid off. But still, it wasn't the same. And after 6 months, things are slowly getting together. Because my God says a lot happens, both positive and negative. If you don't take the time to appreciate them, you won't grow. And here we are, the 10th, no opinion. The 10th tradition is to remind everybody in this room. When I was high on crack, I became Donald Trump. Everybody smokes with me. Everybody smokes with me. Pull, pull. But when my money ran out, I became Donald Duck. Crack, 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 crack. And the girl came with a broom. And I said, yo, Sheila, what? Why are you sweeping? My man is coming. I said, I've been with you 4 days. I ain't see a mother walk through that door. And that's what we're talking about. And I'm going through it because these are my interpretations of these traditions because, again, non-negotiable. I'm not sauce beating this because I'm just, what would God say? I don't think he's going to, because you don't know what he's going to say. And this 11th tradition kills me. Our populace is based on attraction rather than promotion. The attraction is, if when you came in here with half a perm, half a shoe, all your bad teeth and nothing in the front. And today you look as fine as that beautiful woman right there in the front. spine of that thing right there in the black. I'm talking about that bent or something. That's God. See, God is happy. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Because when you talk to people like that, you better learn the road they went to. It ain't that they stuck up. This is this. Well, you're not working. Can't afford it. Can't afford it. You got to appreciate the work in there for somebody done did whatever. And now, when you're talking about anonymity is the spiritual part of everybody's place, principle for personality, I'm talking about anonymity. I don't want to know the name of who saved you, but show me what he taught you. I don't want to know the name of your God, but show me what you learned. Because, see, that's the hit about it. Because I tell people, if there's a spiritual program, what does a spirit look like? I'm talking about a God that moves at the speed of thought. A God that before you think about it is there, and the same demon makes the same meeting you do. So when you're sitting there and the things ain't working out, and your demon says, "My,
but you did pick them, but now he's unemployed, and what's all this? I heard you quitting them now."
It doesn't work, Dad. Sometimes it's even harder to tell the truth. Because, see, you know why I practice being faithful? Ain't about that I walk on water. I got friends with time that relapse. One of my biggest friends talking about we forget when people, you don't realize, my God says there is no model of a recovering addict. So when an addict falls, our job is just to pick them up, wash them up, give them a cup of coffee, and say, it's all right. So when you sit there, you want to judge somebody, show me the letter from God you got, and I'll go with it. I'm still looking for him. Because all I want to do is hug him, that's it. That's my job. When somebody realizes a mess up, my job is to hug him. And, but bad man, I'm glad you're alive, and that's it. Because I got a saying, there before the grace of God go I. Because everybody I heard that said they got this, you just lost it. I'm talking about, that's why when I say feel, deal, and hear, I'm trying to be fly. What I'm trying to tell you, feel the fact that you just got played like a piano. Deal with the fact that you picked that two-faced ugly bitch. Deal! Hell with the fact that, hey, because how many of y'all would date the fat, ugly man who pays all the bills, keeps money in you, always takes care of everything, but you know, we never see him at the party in the meeting. You need money? Yes, baby, but no men allowed. Whoa. I'm just letting you know how we are. That's what this is about. What does a God look like? That's why when they put me to talk about anonymity, I'm speaking to all of them because it says anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our students, every mind and place, principles for personalities. So when somebody you can't stand comes to share at your meeting, just look at them. I ain't gonna like you, but I need you. Oh, it's Bobby. I hate Bobby. Oh, I hate Bobby. He likes slapping bitches that are unemployed. I don't know. I hate him. But when Bobby gets in front of his car, he knows how to share a message, and he carries God, and that's his job. For an hour and a half, it says all masks have to come on. You know, but sometimes we wear them so tight, you know, we can't move. You know those masks we wear? Like, holy. Thank you for sharing, Bobby. So, that's my take. But before I leave, I'm going to always leave. God, self, service, and society. You got a problem with God, give a good all-in direction. If not, grow up or die. Service, when you're doing the right thing for the right reason, everybody's not going to like that ass. I'm talking about being in a business meeting, and your best friend who knows a thief wants to be the treasurer. But don't get mad, who voted in? Voting in society, pain shared is pain lessened. It's our job to open our mind and our hearts to those internal changes with the presence of the living God, newcomer, That's why you feel, then you deal, then you heal. So when you forget the work and effort to get this freedom that you now have in your life, the lack of gratitude will sink right back in, and all this pain that you suffered will gladly be refunded. I am not the message. I just carry it. My name is Steve. Thanks so much.